Hello, I'm George Takei, and I don't always drink urine, but when I do, I prefer Dos Linsets. You're listening to Pastor Linsets, the Movement Turd.
Coin, operated goy, mittens on the shelf, full of Bane pelt, so just turn him on, and he starts to lie, give tax a G-War, that is what you want, a coin, operated goy, made out of kike shit, it flies elastic, knit it's doofus, and quite spastic, what? I could ever ask for more. Lies without any afterthoughts galore. Coin operated goy, just like all the other tars that them kikes destroy. So you turn it on, and it starts to lie. Give kikes a G-War, and treats out like a whore, and will never let us go, and will never let us go, and will never let us go. Oh no, juice coin operated goy. This song weren't written to make you vote mittens. I love this picture of Jews getting tax shittin'. Can you extract me from Jews' Mormon fantasy? I didn't think so, but I'm sorta convincible. Will you persist? Even after Jews fuck you goodbye for the last time, will you keep on trying to prove it? Jews dying to lose it, Jews losing their competence. Jews want it, Jews want it, Jews want it, Jews want to, Jews want to, Jews want to, Jews want a, Jews want a, Jews want a, Jews want a coin operated goy. And if Jews had a goy to wish it for my life, I can't imagine any wigger ass clown could be mismatched. Mitt will even take Jews up his ass. Coin operated goy, Mitt may not be experienced with Jews, but I know he'll squeal like a goy should squeal. Isn't that the point? That's why Jews want them. A coin operated goy with his pretty kosher Mormon voice, saying that he loves Jews, that he's thinking of Jews, straight and to the point. That is why Jews want a coin operated goy. Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Babbler, ass clouds across the fruit, and Ned Zog, playing in the open air, coast to coast, net house. We call Zog Babylon the third, and definitely the final. This is a special episode of the Movement Turd. I guess I'll call it 147.2 or 3 or whatever here. I really was up earlier this morning fighting with Alex Linder. He was over on Hunter Wallace's Occidental Descent blog, where Cuntair is a Southern Nationalist, and pretty well, Linder, he showed up, and he wasn't safe. He was not safe from being ridiculed. So he went ahead, and he came up with a different dialogue about what happened on back in Topeka in May 2012, and I think I ran the goofy bastard off here. Linder is a self-loathing Jew, and for some reason, every time he sees another Jew at a news crew or something like that, and he thinks this character is a Jew, he has to ask these people if they're Jews, to figure out if they've figured out that he's a self-loathing Jew. And I've seen this with the Little Dark Swiss guy here in 2004, but he still does it. He did it earlier this year with somebody from a Canadian film group. So pretty well I ran Linder off, Hunter Wallace, and got in a bunch of licks against Trader Glenn Miller and the rest here. And I was up till about 10 o'clock this morning, and I didn't get too much sleep. But pretty well I was trying to go ahead and tell Hunter Wallace that, yes, what everyone expected happened. The nigger won reselection. Now, folks, it's already begun to figure out that the nigger has won reselection. From my gather, all the votes in Ohio and in Florida haven't been counted. But, folks, if you go, like me, for all practical purposes, I'm probably the most, the one who runs the most here of any candidate in white nationalist history. And that probably includes David Duke, although I've never actually won. But I was thinking of going over to the the Newton County Courthouse and look at all these butthurt Republican establishment ass clowns essentially look on Fox News and see that Obongo has beaten shitness. Folks, if you go ahead, and for those of you who've gone ahead and gone to county courthouses to go ahead and see the results, it's always been this way in that the suburban Whigger precincts, which have the latest in, vote counting machines, they always report first. Then you have the rural counties out in Podunk, and then they report next here. And lastly is your big cities here in Missouri. St. Louis, Kansas City, and then St. Louis. In many cases, what it is pretty well a determination of whether or not they can go ahead and steal a vote. I mean, Chicago and Miami and a number of places are really bad. But, folks, they figured out that Shittens has lost because, Obongo was winning in Ohio. And, folks, if you lose both Florida and Ohio, there's no way Shittens is going to win. And essentially, what's end up happening is that in Florida, they've counted all the panhandle redneck counties in Florida. They've already gone ahead and counted them. They've already gone ahead and counted Tampa, and they've already counted the counties. But what they hadn't counted, and by this time Obongo pulled 50-49, he pulled ahead in Florida, and they hadn't gone ahead and counted Miami yet. But what they had counted the precincts in Miami said Obongo had 70% to 30%. Now, do you think there's a little secret stash of niggers who just want to vote for Mittens in Dade County? And the answer is hell no. Hell no. Ain't going to happen. So essentially, Obongo has won. Now, here in Missouri, and you can go ahead and directly blame establishment Republicans and cocksuckers like Shittens. So essentially, Todd Akin went ahead and he got 40%. Claire and the bitch McCaskill got 52%. Some libertoon, some sort of greasy libertoon, ass clown here, probably a faggot, went ahead and got 6%. So essentially, Todd Akin has lost. And pretty well, in the Senate, they've gone ahead, and from what I gather, they're going to go ahead and pick up probably one or two seats here. The Republicans will not get a majority. So what you're going to have is you're going to have Obongo be reselected, the head nigger. You're going to have the Senate remain Democrat, and you're going to have the House remain Republican. So you're going to end up having the same thing as happened in 2010, but without momentum. Without momentum. And as a result, essentially, it's pretty well falling on establishment Republicans. But how does it feel, you worthless pieces of shit, to go ahead and whine like pussies about how you've been disenfranchised because old Mittens is going to win the popular vote and old Bongo's going to win the Electoral College vote? Okay? So, I mean, I got to laugh here. Folks, you know, Hunter Walls was whining about northern liberals, you know, reneging, like revoting for the nigger. And folks, what do you expect? Look, Hunter, you've got to understand is that you are in it by yourself here. As a racialist white, you got to understand is that, hell, even among your own kind, you are on your own. All right? Now, before I got the Newscut was having its own show, and it had Jeremy Visser and that Obagender Bender, and they were yapping about Bob Jones or something like that. It doesn't really matter. What happens is that Jeremy Visser is a known Mamzer, you know, Melungeon Jew. Obagender Bender is probably a Jew Mamzer. The critter is definitely a fag, and probably an Obagender Bender, which doesn't dare show its snout, and essentially Bob Jones yapping about how Cherokees and Choctaws and Chickasaws and Hacksaws and shit-asses from the No-Wipe-Em tribe, why, they're all Israelites. Well, no, they're not. I mean, heck, boob, you might as well go ahead and go back, ask them out with Eli James here, and see if you can't go ahead and bring back Rebecca Mason or, quote, half-Cherokee, even darker daughter. I mean, folks, you can go ahead and claim whatever the hell you want to. It's whether or not you find cards to believe this shit. Roxy went ahead and got better than 1,600 of the votes. She went ahead and beat old Heather Bowers, who was some heifer who used to run for city council who got something like that. Essentially, they went ahead, and Jim Jackson, who was voting in the other, you know, county commission seat, he was more popular. But Roxy pretty well got the protest vote, and maybe if I'm allowed to, I'll go ahead and point out is that, folks, the Newton County Republican Party has boycotted the selection here. And look, Republicans, now you don't get to whine like pussies about how you are being disenfranchised because the Missouri Republican Party has disenfranchised, quote, white nationalists, say that we can't run. We can't even be allowed to run. So, folks, now that you've been outvoted, well, hey, don't whine like pussies. You voted. So it says that you are responsible. You have to pay taxes. You have to obey their laws. You have to do whatever they want as they're trying to go ahead and destroy your life and destroy your family and the rest here. Folks, let's understand something. We are in a zombie, zoggling, wigger, and mamzer apocalypse. And essentially, most of the critters coming toward you are essentially mindless animals. Sub-animals who want to go ahead and claw out your guts and pull out your eyeballs and eat them in front of you and listen to you scream. Folks, that's what politics is today. There's no law. So don't worry about being held by law. It's a matter of power. Zog is becoming a free-fire zone. And I got to go ahead and laugh while it looks like sort of like The Matrix, but with wiggers, more wiggers than you've seen with The Matrix movies. I don't know if you've seen The Matrix movies, which was around, the turn of the last century here. You know, around 2000, they had all these niggers, not a single wigger in it here. So essentially you have this Obongo thing. It looks sort of like The Matrix reveal, but with wiggers. You know, glib, stupid, dumbass wiggers. But with a lot of niggers here. I mean, about half nigger, half wigger. Folks, I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood because essentially the Republican false friend race traitors have lost. And what they're already talking about is raising taxes and passing immigration reform, and even the so-called Republicans are doing it. What happens is that Whiggers, working-class Whiggers, didn't work it out here. Now, folks, if Mittens would have got elected here, it would have probably been even worse in the short run than now that old Bongo has gotten reselected here. You know what I mean? I'm sort of going ahead and turning down. I went ahead and turned it. I was listening to CNN. And then around 10 o'clock, I went ahead and turned to local news, found out Roxy got 1,600-some votes here, which is a lot more. She thought I'd get 13 or 14. I said, this is not the primary selection, my dear. This is essentially the major selection, and none of the Democrats run. And I got to give this evil, vicious, Obongo bitch, Claire McCaskill, credit. That bitch knew she came in 2006 against an even worse piece of shit named Jim Talent, a slant-eyed sub-wigger here, sort of like a quasi-Melungeon, but a gook. Went ahead and beat that piece of shit in 2006. And what happens, here she was. She was a freshman senator. She was facing a hard time ahead. And what she did, she went ahead and spent her money in the primary election going ahead and feeding this congressman who essentially is an honest man. Todd Akin is an honest man. The thing about it is he's too honest to be a politician. And he went ahead and said some stupid crap about legitimate rape. Now, he actually believed the stupid crap, but he's an honest man who stays bought when bought by the anti-abortion league. Essentially, his position was no abortions at all beyond the minimum decided by the Supreme Court, and no taxpayers paying for it. Which Claire McCaskill essentially believes that, hell, up to the moment, and then including when you're squeezing out this here, as she looks at a parasite between your pussy here, the woman's pussy, right to choose here, you get to club it as it comes out, like a baby seal. You know what I mean? And have taxpayers pay for it. See, she's a total left-wing bitch. She voted for Obongo. She was going to get screwed. So what she did is she went ahead and looked at the three major tards who were running. And there was one, Sarah Steelman. I'm not sure if she's a Jewess or not here, or married to a Jew. She might be married to a, sort of Mischling or something like that here. Now she's running on herself here. But she was somewhat of an independent heifer who dared to run against a good old boy for governor back in 2008. She lost the primary, and then she didn't support this Congress critter enough, and Jay Nixon won. But, folks, no Republican would have won, including Matt Rutt-Blunt, because he was such a thieving piece of shit. You got to go ahead and laugh. These Republicans, they talk big shit, and then all they do is they just steal. And fuck over the working man. Fuck over the Whigger. Fuck over the Whiggers. That's what Mittens would have done. Him and Ryan were playing to simply cut Medicaid benefits here. Give them to the states. Shove it on the states here. Let the states go ahead and go bankruptcy here. And then go ahead and figure out which ones to bail out here. That's exactly what it is. So essentially what happens, you got a bunch of projected winners in flyover country. Hell, you can, with the exception, of course, of the left coast here. But if you go ahead and go by county, you can go ahead and go from Pacific to the Atlantic by a number of paths. But essentially, blue cities, essentially what we have is we have nigger big cities in Illinois, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Michigan, Jew England. You have Jew and nigger run cities, and essentially the Whiggers are not yet voted, but for all practical purposes they are here. So hey, look, folks, I'm going to go up because Whiggers, you've asked for it. Whiggers, you're going to get it. You're going to get it right up the ass. You're going to get up the poop chute with a big old enchilada, with lots of chilies and lots of beans here. That serves you right, Whiggers. No, folks. That's why I was trying to tell Hunter Wallace here. He's actually a regional racialist here. So don't go whining that the northern Uyghurs have gone ahead and reneged, and you know, only trust your own kind, and don't trust a lot of them. So essentially, yes, I'm pleased at how the election went here, because it's been Republicans who've been fucking me over. Now the Democrats have sort of helped, but certainly have sort of the libertines. Folks, there's nothing but idiots, nothing but criminals, nothing but thieves and fools and idiots and mansers who essentially want to go ahead and loot what little remains of Uyghurdom. And Uyghurdom is fucked, whether you believe it or not, okay? Whether you believe it or not. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a couple-minute break. And it looks like Lloyd Davies is on, old Mongoloid, so I'm going to go ahead and give it about a couple-minute break, and then I'm going to go ahead and let old Mongoloid on. So, folks, hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghur's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the Uyghurs will never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, if the Uyghurs come to mind, the way they run to and fro, if the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. Uyghurs keep remembering how good God used to be, being taught long ago our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop.
Hello, Lloyd Davies. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Like that thing you had for me there a couple weeks ago on News Guy's show. That was pretty funny.
Well, my problem with you, Lloyd,
yeah,
is that you're just sort of like a Uyghur possum here. You run out to the middle of the road. I don't know if you've ever been driving late at night in a Geo or a Cadillac or something like that here. And what happens, you'll go ahead and you'll see a freaking possum in the middle of the road. And that damn possum, it'll go 1 inch or so, it'll go 2 inches here. The possum just can't decide to run on one, you know, run to the side of the road, run away, but he has to go ahead and sit in the middle of the road and goes back and forth and goes back and forth here. And a man like me who does not like possums here, I mean, hell, possums are easy as hell to go ahead and clip. I've only gone ahead and run over one or two coons in my life here. And once a coyote was sort of stupid and ran right in front of the car here. You know what I mean? Like he could outrun the car. He got screwed up by that. But I've gone ahead and run over a lot of possums here. And essentially what you do is you can't figure out which way you're going to go. You know, Lloyd? And that annoys me sometimes.
Oh, like I don't know. What's that?
You like a possum here. What happens, I was actually paying close attention to, essentially I was paying close attention to the news when it came on.
Yeah.
And pretty much, what you end up having, you end up having these niggerized cities, big cities.
Yeah.
And they may think they're strong here, but it's real easy. I used to drive a truck. And like when you had Hurricane Sandy, they closed the George Washington Bridge. Well, you close 3 out of 4 of the major bridges leading into New York. And the most major one is the George Washington. Double lane.
So.
Essentially, you go ahead and you cut off. You know, there's no railway bridge here, just bringing in massive bits of food like it would be to Stalingrad or Leningrad. You go ahead and you cut off the truck lines. Essentially, within about 3 or 4 days, the cupboard gets bare because these niggers don't go ahead and buy lots of food or something like that. That's not what New Yorkers do. You go ahead and starve them out. Well, the same thing can go ahead and be the same for all these niggerized big cities. And, ever since I've won here, they go ahead and see I'm a white man and I'm, racist here. And you'd end up having little old ladies come up to me and say, Martin, when the balloon goes up, what are we going to do about the niggers coming out of Springfield or out of Kansas City? It's surrounded. It's surrounded by rednecks here. And, all the niggers, the niggers in North Springfield, they're not going to get as far as Willard here. As far as I'm concerned, I'm sort of hoping they'll kill and eat and sodomize, John Ashcroft and his wife Janet. And as far as Kansas City niggers, they're not going to go ahead and get as far south as Harrisonville or anything like that here. I've gone ahead and seen. So I was going ahead looking, and essentially like I was, I don't know if you heard the early part, but it's always been the case that essentially the first ones to go ahead and do the returns are your suburban wigger.
Urban counties.
Second of all are your rural counties. Because they don't have as many votes, even though they don't have the latest and greatest machines. They have enough latest and greatest machines. Even if they be Diebold, they already know, they count that. And dead last in the state of Missouri is Kansas City, but dead last is St. Louis. And just like all the big cities, you got to understand is that some of it is just niggers, is just simply waiting to go ahead and figure out how much they need to win if it's a real close election. The candidates that they had chosen were, you didn't really have any level one candidates except for United States Senator. And, I am struck by essentially the same thing happened 10 years later that happened in 2000. You had two people running for state auditor in 2002. I was running for United States Senator against Jim Talon as a Republican, and they were mad. The Republicans were mad. I was just simply said, we as racists need to go ahead and deliberately go ahead and not vote for Republicans here. And we need to go ahead and embarrass the crap out of Republicans, and we need to go ahead because essentially we need to go ahead and take these treasonous, thieving, wigger Republicans, and we need to go ahead and run them between real white men here, real working white men, and the Democrats to where they go ahead and they become a racial party, even though they pretend to be. And essentially, they were having a fit. So there was no chance I was going to win against Talbot. Oh, this local piece of shit named Nick Myers, who's CPA, he, Oh, he would be the campaign manager for a number of people, and he's the chairman of the New Kelly Republican Party, and a bunch of people had him as a campaign manager because he's CPA, and he's a bigwig in Missouri Republican Party politics. So what happens, this bastard, you know, want to go ahead and come up with a rule, well, you're running for national, this is one for Tony. I said, well, you're letting Jay Kanzler go ahead and talk. Well, he was specially invited. I said, well, I know I wasn't invited, but hey, you know, you better go ahead and let me speak because I'm running in, you know, just, you know, for a statewide office just as he is. Now, essentially, if you're not going to go ahead and allow me to speak, then you're going to go ahead and face a lawsuit. I don't really care. So essentially, Nick Myers was all pissy here. So essentially, he went ahead and invited me up here, and then I talked about Sodom and Gomorrah, and he ended up having this little bastard judge named Selby and a couple others here running for judge here. Well, so I talked about Sodom and Gomorrah, and old Mickey had a fit. He had a fit here that I was going to go ahead and name the faggot judge here Stremble. So he went ahead and yanked the microphone out of my hand. And, oh, what happened? He kept me by 30 minutes, and this piece of shit named Claude Blakely, he went ahead and croaked, the worthless bastard. He used to be a Congress, you know, a state representative, and he was the county, you know, collector or something like tax collector or something like that. And pretty well, they screwed me up here. So I got mad. I just chewed on their ass, and I had a loud voice. And I walked down here, and here's Jake Kanzler ready to go ahead and have his time up. So, did you see what he did? You go, all that. What do we even do that? You know, he's your campaign manager. You can chew his ass, tell me he's no longer your campaign manager. Well, he could do that. And I said, well, I've had a number of Mel Gibson moments here, but I don't like Mel Gibson. I never repent of that.
Several of his movies. Mel Gibson.
Oh yeah, well, what happened to old Mel Gibson? I had a Mel Gibson moment a month before Mel Gibson had his, you know, June 2006, you know, Mel Gibson moment. I was in the nut house, and there was this here psychiatrist to evaluate me named Jeffrey Klein. And essentially what boiled down is I'd been sent to the nut house because, well, essentially I would disrupt this cocksucker Kevin Selby's, I disrupt anything, you know what I mean? Essentially, if you are clever, if you know what you're doing, you can go ahead and disrupt any meeting, or you can go ahead and make them essentially do like they do with the Taliban and Guantanamo, have them in a, you know, have, you know, essentially have your trial without you being present. Okay? So essentially you're going to be railroaded. You go ahead and you make the precedent that you get to go ahead, if you're in power, you get to go ahead and essentially hold trials in absentia and go ahead and kill, you know, judicially murder and execute your enemies here. You know what I mean? It's all about bringing things to a civil war so there'll be, you know, essentially a civil and racial war here in the Great Tribulation. So I always work toward doing that here. But anyway, I figured out Jeffrey Klein would figure out that I wasn't going to be a nice little boy. I hadn't been softened up for, you know, after 6 months, even though I was starting to be doped up. And essentially I said, Klein, that's a Jew name. Are you a fucking Jew? And he goes on and on for about 10 minutes about how he couldn't be a Jew. He was from the Rhine-Palatine, like Finkelstein is, and la, 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 la. Yeah, so ain't that just like fucking Jew? Go ahead, can't say yes or no, but go ahead, go on for 10, 15 minutes about how you couldn't possibly be a fucking Jew. And after that, the thing, you know, we were yelling and screaming at each other for 2 hours and 20 minutes. And he, of course, went ahead and found me, you know, incompetent to proceed to trial.
And that's not the way. Oh, Roy Moore. You remember Roy Moore, don't you?
Oh, he was that sanctimonious bullshit piece of shit here who played the game with the Ten Commandments, right?
Oh, he was a pretty good. He's running for Chief Justice battle, and I haven't really heard anything of whether he's.
Well, let me just tell you why he's a piece of shit. Back in 19. you know, when he first came up with his Ten Commandments thing back in the mid-90s,
yeah,
he was the judge for Etowah County.
Okay.
And a friend of mine named Mike Kemp, who was the head of the Gadsden Minutemen, essentially he was being railroaded for having illegal weapons and smoking dope, but he's a diabetic, and yes, of course, he smokes dope. And essentially, Judge Moore was one of the ones who damn near got poor old Mike, you know, Kemp, starved to death. But essentially, he goes ahead and talks about that we need to put the Ten Commandments in. Well, hey, Judge Moore, one of them is that you will not go ahead and murder someone, especially using a false judgment. You know what I mean? So I don't have a high opinion of, quote, Judge Moore. You know what I mean?
I understand. I just know that he, when the federal Negroid judge told him to take down the Ten Commandments, he refused and all that, and I didn't know anything prior about him.
Okay, well, this, you know, he made a big thing about being a patriot, but on the other hand, he was a crooked piece of shit on the bench, too. You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't know all that.
So you thought, you know, you live in, what, Alabama or something?
Well, I live not too far from, probably about maybe 120 miles from where he's from.
Okay. Athens, what, Georgia or something like that?
Alabama,
you live in?
Near Huntsville, west of Huntsville.
Oh, you live in Alabama then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, west of Huntsville. Is that around Decatur or something like that?
North of Decatur.
Okay, I imagine they still have that big old Reynolds aluminum plant. I used to go ahead and pick a whole bunch of big old...
I live in Don Black's hometown.
Oh, well, Don Black, his hometown is West Palm Springs here.
Well, that's not where he's from.
Yeah, well, he got some money as a Zogbot here. You know what I mean? He's trying to make old Derek into a sort of a Rush Limbaugh by essentially trying to get his sperm front tars to go ahead and pay $700 a week. You know, so he can go ahead and get on the AM radio or something like that. But there was a, I don't know if you knew this, there was a big old Reynolds aluminum plant.
That might have been before my time. I've only lived here about 13, 14 years.
Okay, well, this was before my time.
Like I said, they had the old,
I assume they'd have one because they have this big old dam, you know, called Muscle Shoals, and it goes and provides enough hydroelectric plant. It provides enough hydroelectric power to melt, you know, to melt the clay to make the big old rolls of aluminum.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, there's a good size road just goes straight here. There's hardly anybody who lives there except a bunch of farmers here, mainly white farmers, but essentially it's pretty well, it's just, you know, I mean, I love driving to Alabama. There is not a single damned way station in the entire town, in the entire state when I used to drive it. You know what I mean?
Way station, what do you mean by that?
To weigh your axles here, truck.
There's none in there. Once you get into, I think there's, when you get up to Tennessee or whatever, they have them in there, and Kentucky.
Well, Tennessee's awful because what they do is that they have these mountains, and they put them in a chokehold so you can't really go around them very easily. You know what I mean?
They used to have a no tolerance speed limit where if you got 1 or 2 miles over, they'd still pull you over.
Well, that's what Ohio is like here.
Yeah.
A lot of truck drivers despised Ohio. Virginia, another bad place here. So anyway, I'm sort of looking, it looks like North Carolina went for mittens, but maybe Virginia went for maybe Obongo, but this time it doesn't matter because Obongo got officially 274. So Obongo essentially wins. And
did you anticipate Obama to win?
Oh, I thought Obongo would win. I mean, what happened to Pat Buchanan a couple months ago? Said, well, you know, mittens don't, you know, Mittens don't really have, he has to win every single one. If he doesn't get Ohio, Ohio was the most important one. But then what happens is that here they are counting Ohio and essentially Mittens as 50-49, and he's maintained a comfortable lead. Now in Florida, one time old Mittens had, 500 votes more than old Mongo did. But you got to realize if you've gone ahead and gone to a courthouse and seen, you know, seen like say Newton County. It's Newton County is sort of like a suburban thing. What happens is that it's a second class county and now it's a first class county, and essentially it doesn't have all the niggers, doesn't have all the big old sprawl here. But essentially it has the latest and greatest vote counting, you know, machine or something like that.
Yeah.
And as you know, optical character reading machines that they've all gone ahead and replaced, and essentially it is put in every single one of the 24 precincts, and they have a fifth one to go ahead and count just federal votes. And essentially what they do is they count the absentees. And you learn soon enough that essentially what the absentee vote is, it's going to be within 1 or 2% of what the actual, the rest of it's going to be here. You know, you have certain people who live in a certain, in a certain precinct, and Granby precinct, paradoxically, I think is the biggest precinct in Newton County because it goes ahead and includes quite a bit of area around Granby here. And whereas, Neosho ends up being divided into about 4 precincts and Crowder and all this sort of thing. So you learn if you're running for a state rep, and I did run for a state rep, you learn to pretty well know your precincts. And, yes, there's going to be a difference. There's going to be a difference. You know, like I'm going to go ahead and get a little bit higher small percentage of the vote in Granby than I am in, say, Seneca. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, when the Democrats used to run candidates, used to have this guy named Fenske who lived in Wentworth. Well, guess what? He got almost all the vote in Wentworth here. It was the only precinct in Newton County which went mainly Democrat. Well, that's because he lived in Wentworth, a little bitty town of about, 97, 98, people or something like that here. So you have, 24 precincts in the county and the absentees. And they count the absentees first. So pretty well, I was thinking of going over to Newton County because by then it was pretty well clear Obongo was going to win. It was pretty well clear that Claire McCaskill was going to win.
Yeah.
And pretty well, I just wanted to go ahead and gloat on these cocksuckers. But I decided, no, why spend $5-6 in gas? Just go ahead and gloat to these cocksuckers. And besides, I'm boycotting the election. And that's why I went ahead and wrote for Rockstar. I'm boycotting the election because essentially you won't allow me to run because I'm a white supremacist, or you go ahead and do whatever, so therefore I don't have to pay your taxes, I don't have to obey your laws, I don't have to obey your officials. Right. And that's what's freaking out. You got to vote and show that you're part of the system. No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I mean, Newscock was having a shit fit. He was having a shit fit. When was it? Saturday night.
Yeah, I was about you and Pastor Visser and George Decay and intern and all them. I wasn't feeling well. I got sick last week at work and I wasn't feeling good Saturday, so I didn't bother to call in. But I listened to it later.
Well, what happens is what Newscock has done here. Newscock is, pretty well Paul Dembski went ahead and revealed his Facebook page, and, Newscock is a Jew.
They're two different people.
Oh, I don't know here. Maybe somebody's spoofing
them. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll disagree. I'll disagree unless you want to go ahead and prove me wrong.
Well, I'm not going to tonight. I was just saying that if Obama's getting a second term,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of like you sometimes. I don't feel that I should, if the government doesn't represent me, then why should I do things?
Yeah.
Like this mandatory health care and all that crap. I've already decided I'm not going to get that crap. They're going to have to make me, do whatever, but I'm
not going to. Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen in 2014. 2014, yeah. What's going to happen is that the very first year, you don't get health insurance. You don't get the mandate. You don't go ahead and pay $5,000-$6,000. You're going to end up having to pay $94-$96 the very first year as a penalty because it's a tax, okay. Remember? Remember?
Yeah,
that's what, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a tax.
I understand
And
that.
Especially, I mean, John Steve, you know, that's another reason I haven't gone ahead and filed too many lawsuits. Essentially, if you end up having such a crooked, you know, just a crooked system where even old John Roberts goes ahead and, you know, if it was a tax, they weren't supposed to even listen to the damn thing. You understand what I mean?
I understand.
So essentially, it was all together. They passed it as essentially we get to go ahead as necessary proper, make someone go ahead and buy, you know, using their money for somebody to buy essentially what is a, quote, private, you know, with a private corporation. This is not single payer. And essentially what it was is that it was Newt Gingrich that wanted it. He wanted to go ahead and pay off the insurance company. Essentially, the Heritage Foundation, it went ahead and said this. And essentially, what you have is you have the Republicans and Democrats getting together to go ahead and fuck with people and pay it. But anyway, the second year, it goes ahead and goes up to $200, I think, in 2015. And then after that, it's, what, $600-$700.
Yeah.
Okay. If you are an employer, from what I gather, the first year is $200, and then it goes ahead and goes up to $2,000.
Yeah.
And what happens, Carl Denninger went ahead and said they're already believing that Mittens is going to win, and therefore what they're doing is that all of, you know, the same group that owns Olive Garden, Red Lobster, are cutting their full-time employees down to 30 hours to go ahead and get below the necessity to pay for Obongo care. You know what I mean?
So what if you're an employee and you only get 30 to 35 hours a week?
So you've lost 25% of your paycheck. Because of Obongo care.
You have to be required to pay for the Obamacare.
Well, the thing about it is that for all practical purposes, let's say you don't have a job. See, the whole purpose of this was to go ahead, and it's the same thing that Mittens did here with Ryan. Well, Obongo took $700 billion out of Medicare, and, you know, yes, he did, to go ahead and pay for Obongo care. Well, yes, but what happens is that Mittens and Ryan, what they were going to do is that they were going to go ahead and transfer it from the federal government, Medicare, to the states. And you end up having California, Illinois, and pretty well all the states. Essentially, they're either in big debt, or in the case of Missouri, what they're doing is that they are cutting the public schools, they're going ahead and cutting certainly higher education, you know, by 13% a year. They're cutting and cutting and cutting. You know what I mean? The only thing they're paying for a great deal is for prisons. You know, which is about, you know, what you could expect here. So essentially what happens though is that if your company still values you, there's no way even 20 years ago, if you're a healthy 18-year-old with no smoking habit or anything like drinking habit or anything like that, $2,000 would maybe pay for your health insurance. But it certainly won't pay for you if you're 40 or 50 or 60. You know what I mean?
If they need
your work, what they'll simply do is they'll pay the $2,000 fine until you get your own damn insurance. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but...
So essentially what it is, it's a means to cut down on Medicaid for the old wiggers, and it's a means to go ahead and essentially draw in money from these fines, these tax fines from corporations who hire wiggers, and essentially what John Roberts overturned was the necessity for the states to go ahead and have Obongo care as essentially part of their individual mandate. And essentially here in Missouri, you know, you have Jay Nixon got reselected, you know, against this Republican businessman who spent $6 $1 million of his own money like a tard and pretty well lost it. In any case, pretty well, the Republicans, the only seat that they won was of Secretary of State. And I don't think it really matters here because this bitch, Robin Carnahan, she went ahead and went along with refusing to let me run as, quote, white supremacist as a Republican and as a libertarian. So essentially, the Democrats are in with it too here, but I don't expect anything there from Democrats. So what's going to end up happening? What's going to end up happening is that here you have all these minimum wage jobs here, and they're already cutting down even a year or so before Obamacare kicks in, and they're cutting by 25% the paychecks of people who work for, the Olive Garden and for Red Lobster. They're going ahead and cutting their paychecks by 25% by only giving them 30 hours. You know what I mean?
That's going to happen because a lot of these companies aren't going to be able to, we went and voted today, and there was an amendment on our thing in Alabama here that they wanted to vote to get an opt out of Obamacare.
That's what they did in Missouri. Essentially, what it boils down to is that they don't really need to have it. This is just simply nothing more than a referendum, and it passed by 67% in Missouri.
Yeah.
It passed by 67% in Missouri. It doesn't really matter because, essentially, remember John Roberts, he's gone ahead and cut off, he's pretty well just gone ahead and given everybody except your rank and file wigger a free pass here. It's a tax, remember? So therefore, what they do is that they go ahead and figure out which percentage of their employees they'll just simply pay $2,000. And by the way, you can't force the state of Missouri, the state of Missouri isn't bankrupt. They just cut and cut and cut and cut quite a bit of taxes. They've gone ahead and cut quite a bit. They've gone ahead and cut because their taxes are lower here. What's going to happen is that when you don't have ordinary white people able to go ahead, their wages, how are they going to go ahead and buy enough to lift this recession out here? So when you have a bunch of, corporations, they got all this printed money in the bank, and there's nobody able to borrow it. There's nobody able to go ahead and buy anything. And essentially, you have all the work headed for a Great Depression coming up the road. And it's pretty well understood that regardless of whether Obongo or Shittens was elected, that within 2 years, you're going to have a major economic collapse.
Oh, yeah.
Now, people ask me, what happens is that, hell, Covington thought the October surprise was going to be bomb Iran for Benny Netanyahu here. Then after old Mittens went ahead and stumbled on the first debate, everybody sort of thought that old Mittens was going to win. The Jews had turned on him. And essentially what happens is that the Jews pretty well figured out is that you don't need any more chaos here. Let the wiggers in the face of Mittens take it up the ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let the wiggers take it up the ass. Now, Mittens is just a, corporations of people too. Here they are bitching about Obongo having a $1.2 trillion deficit every year the last 4 years, and he's gone ahead and brought the deficit up by $5 trillion.
Yeah.
But here's Mittens. He's going to go ahead and give. He's not going to go ahead and do anything different than Obongo is going to do. And in addition, he's going to give a $5 trillion tax cut. And he's going to go ahead and give $2 trillion more to the Army here, to the military. And essentially, he's going to do the same thing that Obongo does. He's going to go ahead and add, another $8 trillion over 4 years. So essentially, instead of $1.2 trillion deficit, he's going to go ahead and make it a, $3.2 trillion deficit every year.
Yeah.
And then you wonder how the fuck that's going to happen. I'm going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to go ahead and take it out of closing loopholes. And then somebody goes ahead, well, are you going to go ahead and be specific? No, we're not going to be specific. We're going to tell you when we get down here. Well, how the fuck is that going to work, huh? How the fuck is that going to work? No, I mean, Miz is just a piece of shit that pretends he's for me. And folks, I've seen establishment wiggers. I mean, my biggest enemies is not the Newton County Democratic Party. It's the Newton County Republican Party.
Yeah.
But talk about Claire McCaskill. 10 years ago, I go ahead and say, Chancellor. That's a Jew name. Are you a fucking Jew? I mean, I had my Mel Gibson moment 4 years before Mel Gibson said, you Jew? I mean, you're a Jew. Ah! So he went ahead and did his little speech here, and I was like, you're a freaking Jew. Anyway, I went ahead and typed up, this video camera here. I was not popular. So I went ahead and I started a whispering campaign saying, y'all be smart in Jesus Christ. He had a Jew for a treasurer. Look where he ended up. Don't elect a Jew for a treasurer. And I guess it pretty well caught on is that probably Jay Kessler was a Jew. So they went ahead and they, this guy named Al Hansen paid all $500 for his primary. And this Jew lawyer from St. Louis, the Republican Party's establishment, had paid $70,000 for his election campaign.
Yeah.
And the Jew boy, the Jew boy lost by 40% to 60% to Al Hansen. Well, it went on for about 2 weeks later after the primary election. They found out that old Al Hansen had been convicted for securities fraud.
Uh-huh.
And served 6 months here, but he'd gone ahead and changed his life and formed a prison ministry. So he was a reformed thief here. And I'll say, well, shit, better a thief that got, stupid enough to get caught, but awesome enough to be reformed over to Jew boy. But the Missouri Republican establishment didn't look at it that way. So they said, don't vote for Al Hansen. Vote for the state auditor, the Democrat candidate for state auditor, who happened to be, ta-da, a piece of shit Jackson County prostitutor who'd been kicked out on her ass, she was a bitch, named Claire McCaskill. And so what happens is the Missouri Republican Party establishment handed Claire McCaskill the job of state auditor. And the job of state auditor is on the off-year elections. You have the presidential elections, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, treasurer, attorney general, and essentially off one is the state auditor. So as a result, Claire McCaskill was able to go ahead and run and keep her office when she ran for governor against Bob Holden in 2004. She lost the primary, but so did Bob Holden. He lost to old Matt Runt Blunt here. Skunk Blunt's boy. And old Runt Blunt went ahead and looted the treasury, but good here, and I caused some trouble. That's part of the reason I got sent up to a nut house. But
yeah.
What is funny here is that she ran in 2006 and she won, and just like 10 years ago, especially here is Jack Danforth, piece of Republican Episcopalian shit, who says, Todd Akin for saying this here, he is awful, he is evil here, he's gone ahead and talked against the sanctity of cunts. And essentially Mittens went ahead and threw old Todd Akin under the bus. And essentially everybody threw Todd Akin under the bus except for the Right to Life people who essentially Todd had carried their water. See, he started out in the Missouri State Assembly, and then he ran for the suburban St. Louis congressional district. I think it's the second or third. This nigger named Clay gets the first district here. And this nigger named Emmanuel Cleaver, former nigger mayor of Kansas City.
Kansas City, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the nigger mayor of Kansas City. He's a liar.
Yeah, I remember him.
But that guy,
You know what
nigger inner city politicians are like. You know what I mean? I'm sure you have lots of niggers in Alabama.
Birmingham's really bad.
Al Birmingham, I hear, is what? Oh, 79% whack here a couple of years ago.
I never go down to Birmingham.
Not unless you have to.
Nope, I drive through it or whatever. But anyway, I'm going to let you go here. I got to get up early in the morning for some stuff, but I just want to say hello.
I'm not really annoyed at you so much here. It's just that what happens is old Peerless Goodmanser has not hidden his inherent hostility in the last 2 months of Newskite shows. The only time they get interest is when I call in and we yell and scream at each other, and you have Visser, he's favoring Visser. And most of the time what he does, he just has this idiotic retard called the intern. And the guy sounds like a retard to me. And so they go ask the mouse here when, he gets tired of holding up.
Hey, I will take you up on that. You said in the chat room a couple weeks ago on News Guys show that you let me and that Roger Wiseman get on here. But I just don't think Roger's going to get from behind his curtains to come on your show.
Probably not.
Someone
said this Joe Emumu here, this Kurdish Jew who lives in Sweden here, is in the nut house or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised. But in any case, I'm feeling fairly good here because the Democrats and the nigger is not my friend. But on the other hand, at least they're open. They never pretend to be my buddy, whereas Republicans pretend to be Whigger's buddies. And essentially, here in Missouri, here everywhere in the United States, everywhere within the United States, men's only had less than a third of the people here. Essentially, the rest of the people couldn't get their act together to figure out, if old Newt and old Prick Santorum and, Michelle Bachman here had gone ahead and played rock, paper, scissors. And essentially, we're going to go ahead and drop out and give all our things to whoever won the rock, paper, scissors contest. Hell, they'd have been the nominee instead of Will Mittens. And chances are they would have won. But essentially what you had is you had the establishment Republicans going ahead, and all they were was for corporate America. And essentially, I think Whigger's going to hit the bucket. Or we'll vote for somebody else, or something like that. And Mittens lost here. Essentially, end up having these Whiggers, we got to keep the nigger from being elected here. And here they are. They go ahead and vote South Dakota, by 79% to 25%, something like that here for, Mittens. In Utah, they vote for Mittens. And here they are. They're just racking up these 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 point electoral votes here. And meanwhile, here comes Illinois and New York and California and Florida and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan. And essentially, less than a quarter in terms of land mass goes ahead and votes for the nigger, but don't really matter here. Essentially, there's not going to be. Essentially, if you go ahead and look at militarily, just starve out these blue states. Just go ahead. I'm looking at New Mexico and Colorado. That's the Beaner vote. California, that's the Beaner vote here. So liberal Whiggers and Beaners and niggers went ahead and voted out stupid Whiggers. And that's what happened.
Old Van Plotty probably voted for Obama, too.
Maybe he went ahead and did his research and voted for the green candidate who's supposed to be a lesbian here. Maybe he did that.
Chuck and Coover would probably go to the voting booth and then get his next show and say how 4 or 5 people walked in front of the door in front of him. But you ever listen to him talk about that?
Freaked about. So he went ahead and just put in an empty ballot here.
We gotta let you go, okay?
All right, look. Yep. Okay. Bye. We're gonna go ahead and take a short break in about 2 or 3 minutes, and we will be back. And I don't know if I gave Lloyd too much time. and I'm a piss poor interviewer. So, folks, hail victory.
Okay, folks, let me see. All right, we're back. Sometimes I get annoyed at Lloyd because he acts a lot like a wigger. But in any case, he's at least friendly. And if he wants to go ahead and prove that Peerless Good Mamser is not a Jew, you know, with the Facebook page or something like that, well, I'm up for it. But I think Peerless Good Mamser is a Jew. I thought he was a Jew before he mentioned his name of being Peter Goodman. And I've always thought he was a Jew. But anyway, be that as it may, listening, you know, I did not listen to the Peerless Good Mamser show other than about 4 or 5 seconds because I was paying attention to what's going down tonight here. And let me go ahead and admit, I think that for whites, electing Shittens, you know, Shittens, Kittens, whatever, would have been worse than letting the niggers go ahead and re-elect Obongo. I think that Obongo, you know, it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. But on the other hand, there's nothing but bad things. There's nothing good that's going to end up happening to Zog. And folks, I've seen these establishment Republicans, they actually believe that they can go ahead and betray whites again and again and again, that sooner or later, the things will go ahead, be good for them, and they can go ahead and re-elect new people, and that somehow the Beaners and the rest are going to go ahead and save them. I was listening to these old Jews and Whiggers and niggers and mamsers. Oh, the Republican Party is getting older and older and older, and demographically, why, it used to be 73% of the vote, but this year it's down to 70% of the vote here. And so they're going to have to go ahead and do some, they're going to go ahead and have to bring Beaners. Well, folks, I got two words for you here. Well, three words, actually. Colorado and New Mexico, which went for the nigger. Now, did they have lots and lots and lots of niggers in, you know, Nuevo Mexico or Colorado? And the answer is no. It's Beaners. Beaners go ahead and vote for the nigger. That's exactly what the hell they did.
Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. Pick that cotton, you black sound bitch. Daddy was a Klansman, a Southern Democrat. Long white sheets and funny looking hats, singing songs, song of the South. Whoop a nigger's ass and burn his house. Gone, gone with the wind. Ain't no nigger talking back again.
Hello.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I never got an email for the show. You never sent one out.
That's true. I didn't. This is a special show. I wasn't going to go ahead and make it. It's just something that I decided to cobble up here, overseeing what would go ahead and happen. And I'll be honest with you, I'm really satisfied that Shittens and the establishment Republicans got their asses handed to them and they got fucked. You know what I mean? I'm glad these race traitors got fucked. You know what I mean?
I mean, basically, John McCain and Mitt Romney, neither one were good candidates. It's almost like they just put shit up there, you know?
Well, that's what Hill Covington said, is that essentially they decide to go ahead and follow a campaign to where, okay, you know, piece of shit Republican goes ahead and gets two terms. Like, Bush, you know, George Herbert Walker Hoover Bush only gets one. So Clinton gets two here. And then what happens is that, Dumbia gets two. And now old Bongo gets two. And by the time this thing happens, I think the Republicans, it's Rush Limbaugh figured out, is that going ahead and bringing in a whole bunch of Beaners and bringing in a whole bunch of niggers and essentially bringing in a whole bunch of different people means that sooner or later you're going to get flexible. Essentially, here's Mittens trying his best to go ahead and seize power from Obongo. And Obongo should have been a one-term president, but, here it is, throughout the United States and certainly in Missouri, because I see it, close hand, because I've seen these establishment Republicans at work. So this is what boils down to, is we're going to go ahead and put whatever piece of shit crook, every single critter who's doing crony capitalism, who's going ahead and screwing you over, we're going to go ahead and put them in and give you a choice between voting that or voting for the nigger. Now, me, I did not vote for the nigger. In fact, I did not vote for anyone. And I'm sort of sad.
Listen, okay. It's a given that all your minorities, your nigger sticks, and everybody's going to vote for Obama for the most part.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of liberal whites that voted for Obama both times.
Oh, yeah. And you can't, I've seen that up at the Fulton State Nut House. I mean, they're totally different than the Republican pieces of shit who live down, who live with me, Angle Mestizos who live with me in Newton County. But essentially the same things here. I mean, essentially they believe they get to tell white people what to do because they're better. They're better than racist twiggers here. Well, the thing about it is they both think that they get to live off the white man. It doesn't really matter to them. It doesn't really matter why they come to this belief here. They both have the exact self-same belief. It doesn't really matter why they come to it, really. I mean, you know, I mean, well, John Britton, he sort of, why does this or not like me? Answer, well, this or is a thieving mamzer who wants to kick you out of senior pastor so he can get into Gillette's trust fund. That's the reason why. But, you know, heck, you know, it didn't really matter. I mean, this or is what this or is. Obagender Bender is what Obagender Bender is. I was in the chat room over on the Newskike show, and I really wasn't paying too much attention to it. Like I was telling, you know, Lloyd, he was in earlier. Newskike only has an interesting show when you end up having someone like me call in and fight with the worthless bastard. You know what I mean? Most of the time, having.
You know, Victor denied being close friends with Newskike, but he's on Newskike's show every time. Yeah.
Well, they are, and so is Obagender Bender. They were yapping about Bob Jones. And as far as I'm concerned, okay, Bob Jones, if you're going to go ahead and say in your own words is that the Cherokees, the Choctaws, and the Chickasaws, and the Hacksaws, and the shit-asses from the No Wiping Tribe or Israelites here, why don't you go ahead and make buddies with Eli James here, and, you know, both of you go ahead and bring Rebecca Mason or even Darker Daughter into the congregation and have done with it. You know what I mean? Let's just go ahead and just have a big old nigger Indian reservation. You know what I mean? Why bother? Why bother? Why bother even go ahead? I mean, once you go ahead and you say something that, you know, is totally at variance with what you're supposed to believe, why bother? Why bother even pretend to be what you are here? You know what I mean?
And Bob Jones, first off, he's hanging out with all these Jews and mongrels, and some of his best friends are government agents. I mean, you know, something, I don't know. I don't know if he's a government agent or what. I know he's a Freemason. I know.
Okay, well, enough said. Why bother? Why bother? You know what I mean?
I mean, he said that the Cherokee, yeah.
Why bother? The Republicans lost six House seats, and I think they lost a couple Senate seats. Here in Southwest Missouri, old Todd Akin went ahead. He got thrown under the bus by the establishment Republicans. And essentially, I don't have, you know, I mean, I was thinking of going over to Newton County and gloating, but then I said, no, these asswipes are butthurt enough here, because by the time I'd go over there, by the time K-Bomb had finished signing there here, I mean, essentially, you didn't have anybody running except for, you know, at the county level, except for Roxy and this Heather Bowers. And Roxy got 1,600 some votes here. She got what? Oh, hell, she got about 8% of the vote here, which is about really unprecedented. It's the highest percentage here. But essentially, I think the Democrats voted for her rather than not vote for anybody or vote for somebody else here. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But my point in boycotting the election is that, hey, you Republicans passed a law which said that, it, you know, the law didn't say what it was used to say here. Essentially, you have to have a challenger challenge your right to go ahead and run on the basis he hasn't paid his income tax, he hasn't paid his property tax, he hasn't paid anything like that. And here I am looking at these advertisements to where the Republican run for governor. He didn't pay his taxes here until he was forced to. And neither did Chris Costner, the Democrat. And essentially, I guess these people, they're not paying any taxes until they get, you know, hauled into court. But they're not being kicked out. They're not being kicked out of their, you know, getting to run. So these laws, essentially, are just made to go ahead and kick out, well, people like me who essentially don't even bother, you know, filing a Missouri state income tax. And pretty well, like I said, is that, shit, you're going to say that I cannot run for office because I hold certain ideas of being a quote white supremacist. That means, essentially, you have gone ahead and not only disenfranchised me, but you've gone ahead and disenfranchised anybody who was a white supremacist or maybe even a nigger who wanted to vote for me. You've disenfranchised anybody who wanted to vote for me. So therefore, you do not have representative government. You do not have open, free, fair, honest elections. Your elections have no more moral or really legal worth than an election held in Russia or China or Zimbabwe or Iran. In fact, has even less, because over there they don't pretend to be democracies. You do. You understand what I mean? And Newskai, he had a fit about that. Oh, we all got to go ahead and obey. And that's what you end up hearing. But I went ahead and I was tuning in to where essentially here are these Republican wiggers. Essentially, Mittens is going to be the winner of the popular vote. You know what I mean? Mittens is going to be the winner of the popular vote. Obama's going to win because he got the electoral college with these cities here, which have, you know, a bunch of niggers and glibble wiggers and Jew England or something like that. And here are these Republicans already whining that they've been disenfranchised. Well, look, you cocksuckers, you disenfranchised me. It didn't bother you a damn bit. So why do you think it's going to bother me when now you're whining like a pussy that your vote didn't count? You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, hell, and the local newspapers, I don't know, I think they refused to go ahead and print what I wrote for Roxy. Didn't really matter. Didn't really matter. You have all these people, well, we're all in this together, we're all one big country, Evo Bongo, we're all one big country. No, nigger. No, nigger. I didn't vote for you. Doesn't really matter. You're not my president. You're just a freaking nigger that, you know, somewhere in Kenya, some village is missing a glib-talking nigger who needs a teleprompter. You know what I mean? Somewhere in Kenya, some nigger village is missing missing a wiggerized nigger idiot. You know what I mean? You're not my president. Neither one of you bastards represent me. You know, I had to laugh when old Mittens, I mean, you know, there's a difference between the look of both, you know, between Obongo. Obongo, you know, in the debates would stare like he was a silverback nigger. Whereas old Mittens has a furtive air, like you just, you know, just missed catching him masturbating, coming out of the closet just by that much. You know what I mean? Old Mittens had a sort of furtive little sneaking, thieving air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what happens?
Okay, because the electoral vote is the only thing that counts. It was a waste of time for all these wiggers. Like, all these wiggers were telling me to go vote for Romney to save the country. But it's the electoral vote that counts.
Well, I mean, hell, I think old Mittens won every single freaking, you know, state in Dixie except maybe Virginia. I don't know. Maybe he won in Virginia because of the government workers here. He won in Maryland. He won in the District of Corruption. He won a number of places. What difference does it make? What freaking difference does it make? Let's say you voted for Mittens in South Dakota, or North Dakota, or Montana, or Idaho. What fucking difference did it make?
Yeah.
Right? What difference did it make?
It didn't make any difference.
It made a damn bad difference. And if you go ahead and you go ahead and look at the electoral, you know, map here. I remember when it first came out, 2000, you know, with the Bush thing here, you know, the 2000, you know, map where you have the Republicans as the Reds here. Now, they should have had, really, I thought they had the Democrats as the Reds and the Republicans as the Blues here. But in any case, you know, they have the exact opposite. But let's say you go ahead and look at it here. I mean, I thought of going ahead and renaming it Wiggers versus Niggers. You know what I mean? Well, since this year Obongo won, it's Niggers versus Wiggers. And you go ahead and you look, all these blue states can be cut off the map here. They can be essentially truncated. They can go ahead and be cut off. And, folks, you'd be better off without them. Wouldn't you be better off without what? Wouldn't you be better off with New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida? I mean, hell, I mean, all you have to fucking do is just go ahead and big old ditch here around Lake Okeechobee here, and then let the niggers and alligators and, you know, beaners go ahead and fight, you know, kill and eat one another here. No big, you wouldn't even have to go ahead and see it. Just go ahead, just big ass old fucking ditch here, big old fucking canal. And then just go ahead and mount a guard tower and machine gun and everything that goes ahead and comes to the other side. You know what I mean? And then just let the, you know, let the alligators and the niggers and the, you know, when the beaners go ahead and eat one another. You know what I mean? As far as New York is concerned, I loved it when Hurricane Sandy went ahead and tried to flush that damn toilet, that standing toilet. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, hell, you know, as far as I was concerned, I was something here, but, you know, they're just a bunch of corn-fed Wiggers who are being invaded by Jews and, you know, beaners and the rest here. I mean, hell, fuck that here. Fuck Minnesota, too, here. You know what I mean? No, I know better. I know better here. What happens is, you simply... What you do is you put a bunch of camps around Detroit. And Benton Harbor, and essentially what happens is that the rest of Michigan will go ahead and turn, you know, would go ahead and turn Wigger here. You know what I mean? But folks, you can't do that as long as you have the belief that you're all in this together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so, let me see.
Well, Biden says Romney didn't get in, we won't have a war with our land so quick, but things are not, I mean, they're not going to get any better with Obama, I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, actually, Romney to speak at 12:55 a.m. Eastern Time, Paul Mittens. Mittens is fucked. You know what I mean? Mittens is going to speak in just a little bit here. Boo! Good Lord. The worthless bastard. The worthless.
They're making a big deal about that Jew McCaskill beat Todd Akin in Missouri.
I don't think she's a Jew. I don't think she's a Jew, but she's an evil old bitch. She's an evil old stank.
Also on the Yahoo News, they're showing Eddie Murphy's new girlfriend. Before I even clicked on, I knew she had to be a white woman. She's a white model from Australia.
Well, them niggers love that. You know,
yeah.
Niggers love that Wigger pussy.
Every time a nigger gets money, instead of getting a black wife, he always gets a white wife or white girlfriend.
No, so like Tigger Woods. So like old Tigger the Nigger Woods. He went ahead and married a Swedish model here, and she squeezed out two or three nigglets.
Even Herman Cain, and Clarence Thomas and all these so-called conservative niggers. So it don't matter whether it's a Republican nigger or a Democrat nigger. They all like white pussy.
Where's the white woman here? You know what I mean? I Uncle Tom nigger, but where's that white pussy at? You know what I mean?
look, I talk to a lot of Republicans that say they're conservative. Okay, conservative to them means they get to keep as much money as they want that you don't, and they have to get that you ask. But all these so-called conservative Christians or conservative Republicans, they don't want to save the white race.
They're Christian Zionists here, really what they are. They believe that they're going to be...
All these conservative niggers I talk to, they don't give a shit if even their daughters marry niggers and beaners and I mean, they just don't care. All they care about...
Jesus was a little children. All the children of the world, they are precious and his sons, be they moms or black or white. Jesus loves the little necklace of the world. Right? Right?
Well, yeah, but the thing is that they have no racial purity, no racial pride, and all they can say is, well, we're all Americans.
Between the ears, they're an unclean combination of Wigger and Nigger and Beaner and all sorts of mams are here. They're mamserized between the ears is what they are. They're mongrelized between the ears. Even if they're pureblood Wigger, they're Judaized. Now, see, I believe in Great Tribulation. So do these Christian Zionists, but they believe they're going to be raptured up to Cloud 666. you know, along with some wonderful little niggers here, you know, so like you are, James. They're going, you know, the good niggers are going to go ahead and be raptured up here, and they're going to go serve mint julep and pick cotton in heaven and all that, so like you are, James, tries to come up with here, you know what I mean? You know, I did sort of politely as chat room, you know, ask what would happen to my Caser John Deere mechanical cotton picker. It can go ahead and pick out. It can go ahead and pick up more cotton here than 3,000 niggers ever could. And maybe I can go ahead and put a refrigeration unit in the back so I can go ahead and have my own damn mint julep here. We'll go ahead and be resurrected here. You know. On the final day. Well, he lied. I didn't know what the hell to say of that shit. You know what I mean? But it makes sense here. I mean, hell, I'd value what? $100,000 case, John Deere mechanical cotton picker with a refrigeration unit makes mint juleps a lot more than value niggers.
Well, the thing is that without the Jews, there never would have been slavery. The Jews pushed the slavery. And basically, that has destroyed, you know, the racial purity, along with bringing the beaners in for the cheap labor, along with basically we're not bringing the goods, basically the shipping all the factories to China, the Dukes have gotten all our money, and now they're coming over here.
They got our technology. And what gets me is all these stupid wiggers. They believe that they can go ahead and betray. They can go ahead and betray. Well, their brothers or sisters, you know, everybody else, and that somehow they'll still make, you know, be on top here. And they don't seem to realize, just like any other Whigger does here, Whigger politician. I mean, hell, I'll go ahead and listen to this. You know,
Whigger's not much better than you. I mean, look at Jeremy Fisher. He thinks he can attack you and attack me, and then call onto our show and basically lie like every 3 seconds he contradicts himself.
Yeah.
And then try to pretend like he's my friend and your friend. I mean, that's no different than what these wiggers are doing. Okay.
Get
a little conservative.
I mean, wiggers sometimes have a little bit more shame here, but no, I mean, you know. Thing about it is that Obagender Bender and Jeremy Visser, they pretty well, you know, tonight old Jeremy Visser was claiming I had all six listeners here. Well, tonight, you know, there's Dick Weltney and there's Pastor M. Linstead, and I'm not really going ahead and putting a bunch of sock puppets in. Iconoclast Radio, I think he's a Jew boy or a Mamser or something like that, but you have all these people. And they do sort of listen. They do sort of listen to my show. I have more listeners than, say, Jeremy Visser is here. And, you know, in some cases...
Jeremy sounded like a serious satellite radio, and he never would give us the link, you know.
Well, he never could give a link here. Remember when I went ahead and asked, okay, all right, if I was on freaking serious radio, why... I know exactly the link. Well, here comes Mittens. He's going to go ahead and eat some shit here. All right, Mittens. Mittens, you're going to be good for being on the credit card, you know, campaign for American Express. There's American Express 2 years from now here, you dumbass. You'll be just like old that idiot McCain here, you know what I mean? But not even as you know, popular as that here. You know what I mean? Someone told me that old Bongo beat old Ryan in Janesville, Wisconsin. Oh, I've been up to Janesville, Wisconsin. It was a nice little old mid-sized town, sort of about, you know, a little bit bigger than Neosho. But they used to go ahead and make RVs there, among other things here. But
also used to make RVs somewhere in Indiana.
Goshen. Well, it was big at Goshen. But then what happened is gas got so expensive, and they pretty well lost, you know, that here. See, all across the Zogland, you know, essentially, and it's not altogether perfect. They're bringing in more. They're bringing some back to America because essentially you have a 12,000-mile supply line. You can't go ahead and keep it secure, and you can't go ahead and do anything, folks. If they decided to go ahead, like I was talking about, go ahead and make, you know, diesel, you know, make diesel out of, you know, coal. And then go ahead and use the thorium to go ahead and make electrical reactors here. You know, they can go ahead and turn off when you're not using. You know, I mean, the reason for the light water reactors was to go ahead and breed, U-235 plutonium, you know, bombard it with U-238 in order to make plutonium, in order to go ahead and make, you know, make nuclear weapons. That was part of the reason. It was both, not only for power generation, it was to go ahead and make nuclear, you know, weapons here. But if you don't need that sort of thing, you can go ahead and make them out of, you know, liquid thorium salts, and you can go ahead and, you know, perhaps dig the coal out of Illinois where you have some water, and then if you're worried about carbon, you go ahead and you have an algae farm right next to it, and you grow algae, and you go ahead and convert that to biodiesel. And, folks, you could go ahead and do that, but you can only do that when you end up having white people do that. You know what I mean? When you have stability.
Okay, the thing is, all the wiggers, even a wigger that has an engineering degree or can invent shit, okay, they're working in a Jew system. The Jews have all the money and all the resources. And if you're working for
a... Yeah, they're sucking it all off the top.
They're going to go to the Jew, and it's never going to benefit mankind. And Tesla, he died broke. And all his inventions got stolen by Jew Westinghouse, and now, the Jew-run government has all that technology, like HARP in Alaska, that was Tesla invented. And basically, we could have free energy almost 100 years ago. The Nazis were inventing shit even more advanced than Tesla, and we could have been colonizing them, the moon and Mars, and we could have left this shithole Earth behind to Satan and his kids.
Well, why leave the Earth behind to Satan's kids? Just go ahead and have a couple hundred thousand niggers wandering in certain places of Africa like a nature preserve. I mean, they're just animals. Just go ahead and, oh yeah, about maybe even a million niggers, and you know, essentially they won the nigger lottery, and essentially you go ahead and make them live in grass huts and, feed the lions and hyenas and shit like that. And the Jews, well, hell, there's no good use for them here. So essentially you don't need to leave this earth here. This earth could be paradise. This earth could be Eden without Jews and niggers. You know what I mean?
The whole universe belongs to Yahweh and his children.
Mm-hmm.
Satan and his kids can go to hell. But what I'm saying is, the majority of the Wiggers, they don't want to be segregated. They don't want to live like a white racial family. They want to suck up to the Jew and suck up to the other races, and they want a race mix. You know what? To hell with the Wiggers. Okay?
Well, that's exactly what I had to say here. I mean, essentially, what happens is that there's no need to go ahead and count these provisional ballots, because essentially the ones who essentially don't have an address or don't have a street address in order, I mean, you're going to have three niggers or greasers for every single wigger who has to cast a provisional, you know, ballot. And essentially, Obongo beat Mitten's ass in Ohio, i.e., he went ahead and beat it in Dayton. And what happens? He beat Obongo's ass in Columbus and Cincinnati, and certainly beat Obongo's ass in Cleveland. You know what I mean? Probably the little Gina Brown Mamzer from Mentor, who supposedly is a Democrat. You know, little ARA activist. I bet he voted for Obongo. You know what I mean? Right?
Hey, listen, Southwest New Jersey is just listening in via their cell phone. They're not trying to call you because they're not logged into a computer. All they're doing is listening into the call for their phone, right?
I have no idea here. I have no idea.
I don't think Southwest New Jersey wants to talk. I don't think they really want to talk.
Well, maybe they don't here. I don't know.
If you want to unmute them, but if it's somebody like Jeremy Visser or some other...
Jeremy Visser. He ain't the pisser possum. I don't know, Southwest New Jersey, do you want to go ahead and call? If so, type something up. And we'll go ahead and take a quick break here.
No, they're not in the chat. They're only on the phone. They're not in the chat room. Southwest New Jersey is...
Oh, he might be. He might be. I doubt it, though. No, he ain't in the chat room. Okay.
You want to unmute?
I don't know. Let me go ahead and how long have we been yakking here? Well, 31 minutes. I'll tell you why here. Essentially, there was just a short concession speech because essentially Minton's got his ass whooped. You know what I mean? And that's the way it should be. Oop, let me see. I'm not sure if I've been kicked off yet or not here. I mean, yep, I have here. All righty here. Let's see. Let's go ahead and take about a short break, folks. Hail victory. What do you get when you fuck with Jews? A kike with a plan to burst your bubble. That's what you'll get for all your trouble. I'll never fuck with Jews. What do you get when you kill a kike? You do the entire world a great big favor. Don't matter worth a shit as to kite flavor. I'll never fuck with Jews again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I know kite snout. Out of those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fuck with Jews? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fuck with Jews. Out of those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here to remind you. When you fuck with Jews, you only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fuck with Jews again. No, no, I'll never fuck with Jews again. Oy vey, I'll never fuck with Jews. Okay, folks, I'm back. Last section of this special movement turned. In case, I am glad to go ahead and have all new people call in. They may not agree with me, but I tried to go ahead and explain to them what I see here. And folks, I was not. In fact, I was really satisfied with what happened. Folks, you got to understand. The first thing you need to purge out of your house where you live, you got to purge the traitors, not the open enemies. At least not if you are outnumbered and outgunned by open enemies. The first thing you do is you purge out the traitors. And that was nothing more than just a traitor. He was just a thieving piece of shit owned by the Jews. What he did is that far from creating new jobs, he would destroy jobs. He would go ahead and, you know, I mean, essentially what he was just nothing more than a crony capitalist. He was nothing more than a thief who went ahead and destroyed for these Jews with money. He was a little goy boy toy who would go ahead and be the face, be the little front man, be the little face man for the looting of companies and of middle class lives throughout this nation. Now, folks, there's not going to be an economic recovery. Things are going to go ahead, and they're going to go ahead and get worse and worse and worse. And for a little while, we'll live on a little reduced plane. But eventually, things will go ahead, and like I was trying to tell Hunter Wallace here, you know, he ended up having Linder come on, and Linder was trying to go ahead and gloat about how I was a northern, you know, North Ron, he was so much better than a South Ron, and pretty well I went ahead and told some old stuff about what happened in the 1980s, 1990s, and the aughts, and about Linder's manifest imperfections as a Jew boy with Jew ass gauge. You know, about what a big pussy he was and all this sort of thing. And I had fun doing that and making old Linder all butthurt. Linder, I mean, you'd almost feel sorry for Linder, although I don't here. I don't feel sorry for Jew boys, but essentially, he can't get intelligent conversation except going over to Hunter Wallace's and looking for it. And here's this asshole Winstead, his number two enemy behind Harold Covington, giving him a hard time. And probably by this time, I'm probably up to number one and Covington's down to number two. Folks, I'm not, you know, I mean, I am satisfied with what happened. I don't see how it could have been wound up any better. If I'd been there voting for Roxy, okay, so she had 1,600 some plus one. And it would have gone ahead and said is that I go ahead and believe that this, you know, that this system of governance is legitimate. It's not. It's a lie. Altogether a fucking lie. You don't have any real people going ahead and getting to choose their who they really want. It's all it is about here is giving corporate liars a bunch of money to where they'll go ahead and serve who gives them the money. That's all it is. That's all it is about. Let's not pretend otherwise. Let's not go ahead and pretend we have good government. Whigger government, in many cases, is worse than nigger government, because at least the nigger got to go ahead, in some cases, keep up the appearance, at least during this year. Folks, probably what you need to do, folks, is you need to fill up your freaking tank, because essentially the price of gas is going to go back up. It's going to get up to $4 or so. It's going to get higher. It's down to, what, $3 or something now. It's low because essentially, you know, Obongo wanted people, you know, and they probably had forged, you know, job, you know, numbers and stuff. But essentially, here it is. And with Mittens being better? Nope. Mittens probably be worse. Already went ahead and covered how Mittens' great idea is to go ahead and have a $5 trillion tax cut, $2 trillion more for the military, to go ahead and have possibly a war with Iran, which would probably add even more money, and we would go ahead, you know, Zog would go ahead and get his ass whooped. So what do you do in a situation like that? What you do in a situation like that is you get the hell out of Dodge. You don't pretend it's your government. So yeah, you know, Todd Akin was doomed. What he should have said is that, hey, folks, I'm not owned by the Missouri Republican Party. I am my own man, and yes, I believe a certain bunch of stuff. I mean, I do support the pro-life agenda. But folks, this is not what you're worrying about. You're having to worry about the fact that you don't have enough food for your children or for yourself here, the way things are going. And folks, since I am no longer bought, paid for by the Missouri Republican Party or National, you know, Republican Party establishment, you need to go ahead and understand is that, hey, I am able to be my own man and act accordingly. But he didn't do that. I guess he didn't intend to do that. Maybe he wasn't able to do that. So here we are, being, you know, I went ahead and I was listening to the Obongo channel. I had it running on DVD. And now I'm over on Fox News, the Bushy W channel. I'm going to hear some more lies, more spin, more horseshit. I mean, then I'll probably go over CNN here. I didn't catch Obongo's, you know, speech here. But folks, this is, you know, things are not going to end up turning good. So don't worry about it. Things are not going to turn out well. So don't worry about it. There's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is look after yourself. All you can do, essentially, is take care of yourself. This guy brought up Merlin Miller. Well, hey, this guy, I ain't too crazy about old Matt Parrott. Because Matt Parrott goes ahead, he gets a little bit annoyed when I say some pointed things about Wiggers. And he has censored me a couple times on Kevin McDonald's blogs and on Greg Johnson's blogs here. And, you know, I'm not going ahead, even though I despise Carolyn Yeager. I'm not, you know, I mean, this Kennewick man, you know, with his long cabinet warlords, I mean, I just go ahead and listen because it is funny. You know, I mean, does anybody really believe that I'm a grand marshal of a gay rights parade? You know, Grandy, Sandbanks, Crisco connection here. Well, folks, that's not even believable, but it is amusing here at least. But no, folks, I sort of seen things happen. I was very sure Obongo would win. Didn't know exactly how. Thought series win, but I did know that you don't reward traitors. And Mitt Romney essentially was a traitor. And the Missouri Republican Party and the National Party is a bunch of traitors as well. They think they can go ahead and use Wiggers, and essentially abuse Wiggers, and not give a shit about Wiggers. And Dumbia didn't give a shit about them. I used to see in the 2000s here to where you have these Republican politicians. 1994, wonderful Mel Hancock voted for NAFTA. What happened 6 months later? Well, guess what? The Zenith Corporation, which made televisions, went ahead and moved to Mexico, then on to China. Essentially, Zenith is no longer a manufacturing organization in the United States. It's a marketing. It's a marketing organization. And then there went another 300 jobs from AMF, which made which needed the displays from Zenith to make bowling alley thingamajiggas, you know, screens and work and whatever. They went. So here's this wonderful Congress critter. He goes ahead and votes for something that's going to cost 1,200 high-paying, high-tech, skilled jobs. And folks, we're a post-industrial society in large part because of libertoons and Republicans and the rest here going ahead and looking for an excuse for rich wiggers and G-boys to pretty well mine out civil society. And that's what we end up having. So, folks, I mean, I don't expect any better from a nigger. I mean, Obongo has never lied to me, and the reason he's never lied to me, even though, you know, he might be, you know, have malice in his nigger heart to go ahead and lie to me, I never believed a single thing that lying nigger said. So, therefore, Obongo hasn't lied to me. Mittens, what I get annoyed at is Mittens wants to lie to me, but I knew he was a piece of shit, too. And so, I'm not surprised at what happened. Not surprised at all here. Folks, I don't blame so much a Democrat Secretary of State by going ahead and saying, well, niggers get to run for political office, but you, because you're a white supremacist, don't. I don't expect anything better from Democrats. Those are the Missouri Republican Party, which went ahead and, you know, did the same thing. And then they've gone ahead and fucked me. They've gone ahead and pissed down my neck and told me it's just raining. and then they call me up and they want me to vote for them. They want me to give them some money. Well, fuck you, you worthless piece of shit. So no, I'm not. I'm really pleased with what happened because I understand there is no savings out of Babylon, and we shouldn't even try. And there's no saving the vast majority of Whiggers. That's what I was trying to tell Hunter Wallace. It's a Whigger versus Whigger civil war. It's white people versus white people. It's white people who have been corrupted. It's white people who have the minds and the brains of orcs, of demons, of Jews. And they, in many cases, are far more dangerous to us than an open Jew, an open manzer, an open nigger. That's why I spent more time in the last couple of years bitching about what's going on among the wandering mamsters of Wikipedia, you know, talks QCI, because, folks, you don't need to be following Jews, you don't need to be following mamsters, and essentially, I'm not worried about Bob Jones. Someone who goes ahead and says that, you know, a bunch of Redskins are pure-blooded Israelites here, hell, he not only doesn't know about Christian identity, what little he does know is horseshit. So why worry about it? Why worry about it? I'm not. Anyway, folks, tomorrow night I may end up just going ahead and doing a Wesley Swift sermon and essentially, you know, do it myself, or I may do a compere. I'm not quite sure which here. You know, I'm sort of leaning toward Wesley Swift, even though I don't altogether agree with what I've seen of Wesley Swift. On the other hand, Wesley Swift and Bertrand Compere were able to work together. And, folks, some things... You know, I don't want to go ahead and say no, because I've never heard of it before and because I don't agree with it. I mean, if you want to believe in preexistence, what of it? If you want to go ahead and believe you're going to, you know, with preexistence, you're going to be resurrected, you're going to be reincarnated time and time and time again, well, I'm not going to agree with you. But heck, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of Mormonism here. And I guess we will find out for sure here. It doesn't hurt me any that people disagree with me. It's just I sort of hope that they have a reason for doing so, just as I have a reason for doing so as well. So anyway, check my forum. I'm sort of getting behind on a number of things here. But, heck, well, the selection is over. Thank Yahweh. Well, thank Dog and Greyhound, it's over. Anyway, folks, we'll go ahead and we'll have another show tomorrow, or I'll try very hard to have another show tomorrow, the religious show. And, folks, Thursday, another movement turret here. We'll see what the heck ends up here. And, you know, there's nothing that's really going to matter. Because, well, what are you going to do? Bitch and whine, piss and moan, the nigger went ahead and beat the whigger? You know, I mean, there's going to be some tards to bitch about, but it's not going to be me. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it night. I'm going to say Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn as long let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow.
for one never rifle shoot. The Jews are laid low on Dog's Wing next week. Some bar food to Sam about Castle. White men go, we vote ho on the city route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho on the court of laws, let red blood flow. The regime must only love his great hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our causes right. Hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho on the city route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.